you might find it funny that the initial factor for retaining volunteers is compensation. I mean, how could compensation be a factor in volunteer retention? I mean, volunteers aren't paid. I mean, we don't even get to pull this monetary lever to retain volunteers. So why is it even a factor? Well, before I answer that question, let me start by saying that monetary compensation is a factor for retaining in any workforce. Trading money for a job well done is obviously pretty common and accepted practice. Yet volunteers aren't paid. Therefore, since we don't get to use financial compensation as an incentive to keep someone working with us, we had better do a fantastic job in every other area of their lives. Money by itself is not able to overcome like glaring deficiencies in other areas. In the absence of financial compensation, we have the opportunity to develop excellent shepherding skills with our volunteers by intentionally investing in the other 9 areas. Yet, let me say the following. There is a time and a place when a volunteer might benefit from even a very small, like financial piece of compensation. Literally, a small monthly stipend of $25 could be enough to take the edge off of someone who is pulling major load in your ministry. I have actually taken a key volunteer to the next level by paying them $25 a month as a form of appreciation. Listen, financial compensation isn't everything, but I can tell you it can play a role in keeping your absolute best volunteers. Now, as volunteers show deeper and deeper levels of commitment, consider developing a simple stipend program by which you can include compensation even if it's a small amount. A little extra money can actually go a very, very long way. Now, however, let's imagine that you don't have a dime to pay someone. Let's imagine that your budget is, you couldn't even imagine of doing that. There are ways to make someone feel special and reward them for being a heavy lifter. And I call this like the perks and privileges approach. Let's imagine your church hosts like a concert. They're bringing in a special guest. Pull some strings and get great tickets to give to them, to those key people. Give your top tier leaders premier seating. They deserve it. Do you have a fee for your Wednesday night program? Let the kids of your key volunteers waive that fee. Beyond these monetary items, invite your key volunteer families in early to the fall festival and allow their kids to do the bounce houses without standing in any lines. I gotta tell you, anything you can do to give them a boost, even if it's not financial, can come as a form of reward to them.